Now it's time for Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. I have a song I want to play to start the show, and I hope you can figure out why I played it. Here's Childish Gambino with This Is America on Past Week, Next Week show.
We just want to party, party just for you. We just want the money, money just for you. I don't want a guy, party just for me. You ain't gotta dance, dance and shake the brain. We just want to party, party just for you. We just want the money, money just for you.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap.
Hey.
I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. What I'm whipping up, look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty, I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty,
yeah.
I'm on Giddy. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Ooh, know that.
Yeah.
Ooh, get it.
Yeah.
Ooh,
work
it. 100 bands. Contraband. I got the plug on with Hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka Blah.
All right. Well, I guess that's the end of the song, folks. Welcome to Past Week, Nick.
Oh, America. I just checked my following.
Yeah, it's not over yet.
You motherfuckers are
over. It's dramatic.
Get your money, black man.
Black man.
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 Get down.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Paul.
Sorry about that, but I didn't want people looking at me when the song was on.
Hell.
Anyway.
Yeah, I felt naked and alone.
I'm sorry about that. Usually you like that feeling. Hey, welcome to Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul.
Thanks, I'm Chris.
And I'm Paul. This is a show where we review the most important things for the past week and get you ready for next week. It's your one-stop podcast to keep you updated. It's the Real Week Review. Just listen to us. You won't need any other information outlet. That's our guarantee. If it's Sunday morning and you're watching us on Facebook Live or listening to us on KCTK Radio, you can join the program by calling or texting us at 913-735-0060. We welcome your participation. If you're listening to a rebroadcast of this program Sunday evening at 7 p.m., then you're listening to Delmarva Radio. That's Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. That's three states, my friend.
I wondered what that was.
Yeah, we're all over the place there.
That's three states.
Now, if you happen to be listening on a Monday morning, and it's 10 a.m. and you're in Rome, Italy, then you're listening to Wakes Radio. If it's Tuesday evening and you're listening to us at 9 p.m., then you're listening to Good Talk Radio Station. Tell us your thoughts anyway. If you're listening to a rebroadcast, we want to know your thoughts. 913-735-0060. Operators are standing by. Or you can give us go to the Past Week, Next Week Facebook page. We welcome your participation that way. Coming up, we have weekly news quiz, pop culture update, and a credible special feature. Wow. Headlines and predictions and much, much more. But first, let's say hello to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's happening, Paul?
Let's ask Chris, do you know why I played that song?
So I remember when that video came out.
Mm-hmm. I was transfixed by it. I'm sorry I had to turn it off.
No, that's okay. Yeah. Were you watching the video while you played it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it's a great song, but the video makes it so much more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just kind of, you know, it's a fun song, and then all of a sudden this violence breaks out.
Mm-hmm.
Violence against black people primarily. And I think that sort of fits into the central debate in this country right now and the protests that are going on.
And the song, it's just I decided to play it, and then I looked into the meaning of it more.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many layers to this thing.
Yeah.
Donald Glover is he's talking about cops that are bad. He's talking about shootings. He's talking about how black culture tries to enter black culture. White people use black culture to entertain us and distract from the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the video, they show that he does great care to the guns, but the bodies aren't. And then he shows people with their phones everywhere. It's really deep and hard to understand in a way, but there's something being told there. And this is America, folks. We're under riots.
And you think Donald Glover's brilliant?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heavens to Betsy.
Yeah.
That guy.
When he was on Troy and Ed in the morning, I thought he was a genius, but that's just me, you know?
Yeah, I first was familiar with him on Community, and I just thought, oh, he's a funny actor. That's great. Good mm-hmm. for him. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, no, he was a writer on 30 Rock, and Tina Fey loved him.
And he's now, 12.
Then he does Atlanta as this critically acclaimed show. And then, oh, yeah, he's also Childish Gambino. Don't you know anything, old man? No, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, holy cow.
So your thoughts on, I mean, all this stuff going on, Chris. I mean, it's crazy.
It is. It feels like a tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And it is. I mean, you know, we usually start out with what's going on
mm-hmm.
my week. I've just been transfixed with what's happening here in America. I think on a deeper level, it's caused a lot of soul searching for me.
Absolutely.
Looking for my own bias and my own privilege that I have lived with and mm-hmm. really been unaware of, but certainly taken advantage of.
Yes.
And I would say I was blissfully unaware, and I'm sure there are many blind spots I still have.
Mm-hmm.
But as tragic as this is, I think there are a lot of people that are reevaluating
mm-hmm.
their own biases, their own privilege, how they look on others. And I think that is so important right now.
Very well said, Chris.
Thank God. Thank God I have daughters that can serve as mirrors for me and help me see where maybe I haven't looked at things, haven't considered things before. So it's been a real soul searching week for me.
You know, that's really well said, I think, because I feel the same way. And I feel like from a society or at least a country, we're going through that, which is a positive thing.
Yes.
It's overall going to be a positive thing. I mean, you're folks, when you listen to, if you're just listening to our podcast, you're imagining, I don't know, two guys probably in their early 20s who make Brad Pitt look ugly. But actually, were middle-aged white guys.
Yeah,
who
that's true.
Have grown up in a good neighborhoods, good schools, took advantage not like we did anything evil, but we took advantage of our white male privilege.
Yeah.
We are the ones that could easily be against the change. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But
it certainly does.
But we have, and anyone who's thinking about this, you got to have a little bit of empathy and humanity to think about the struggle of other people. I used to be one of these, well, the rioting is terrible. The rioting is terrible. And then I thought, you know what? If the police department killed one of my kids, mm-hmm. I'd burn the whole goddamn precinct down. I'm part Italian, folks. For those of you on Awakening Radios, you'll understand that feeling, vendetta feeling I have coursing through my veins. But you know what I mean? So it's the time to stop judging and start understanding.
Yeah, it is a time for those of us that aren't as impacted, that don't come from a long line of people that have been systematically held down, to shut up and listen
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and figure out what we can do to heal
right.
and move forward.
Right.
And yeah, I was like, when I grew up, there was never any question in my mind, will I be able to go to college or not?
Right.
This is just
right.
one example.
Right.
You know, I knew I would go to college. My parents would help me. I'd mm-hmm. figure it out. And I just assumed it was that way mm-hmm. for everybody. And so it's, man.
And in our lives, when police harassed us, it was stop hanging out in front of the Quick Trip.
Yes.
Stop driving. I didn't happen because I was never cool. But my brother, who, I mean, Fonzie had nothing on this guy in high school. He's driving down the street with his friends, and he's 17 years old. All white guys, because that was our neighborhood. He gets pulled over. They have a 12-pack of beer, and the cop harassed them by making them pour out the beer and go home.
Yes. Yes, now, indeed.
Now, is there any world, do you believe anywhere that would have happened if it was a bunch of black kids?
Absolutely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, even back then, you know?
Yeah, yes, even back then, I don't think that would have happened.
Yeah, so.
Certainly not in our town.
Right.
Yeah.
Not world, I don't think. Now, as far as I love your analogy of looking at your daughters to see where you are on things.
Yes.
So I hate telling this story because I'm pathetic. Okay. I'm a pathetic white guy trying to learn. But what pops up last night on the Prime Video is Selma. Have you seen Selma?
Yes. Great movie.
I'm like, this is a perfect time to watch this.
Yes.
And I can hear everyone saying, you know, a perfect time to know more about that was about 55 years ago, pal. But anyway, I watched the movie. It was, and then I'm, you know, as we do nowadays, you watch a movie, but you're also looking at your phone. So I look at Facebook and I see in my Beatles fan group that Paul McCartney has spoke out again for Black Lives Matter. I don't know if you saw that. So great. I repost it, and I'm sitting there, and my 23-year-old daughter is watching the movie with me, and she's looking at her phone. She turns over and she goes, "So, Dad, your big contribution to Black Lives Matter is agreeing with a Beatle? Is that kind of your big thing that you've done?" I thought, oh, God.
I sort of got the same thing.
Talk about privilege.
Yes. My daughter was like, it's great that you're posting stuff on Facebook, but what are you really doing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you donating, Dad? Mm-hmm. Are you signing petitions? Are you getting out there? I'm like, okay, help me.
Yeah.
Help me. And so she has shown me some ways that I can contribute and help. Mm-hmm. And
here's one thing that you are doing, Chris. And I don't want to judge other people, but I'm going to judge you people on this, and you mm-hmm. don't have to be the extent of what Chris and I have done. We've had public office where we've been involved in things.
Yeah.
Okay. But one thing that we do every time, maybe not every single time in the last, 30 years or so, but we vote.
Yes.
We vote.
Yes.
There was thousands of people yesterday everywhere. Thousands and thousands. Over 100,000 people or more in Philadelphia. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was... It was an awe-inspiring view. Unbelievable looking at that aerial view of the street
yeah.
there.
Guess what? Hillary Clinton barely lost Philadelphia or Pennsylvania.
Yep.
If she would have won that state, then we would have had a different direction of where our country's going. Now, Donald Trump didn't start race problems, but the feeling we have in this country is that we don't have any leadership and that we don't... we're not heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
Because he keeps dividing us. So, please, everyone vote. All of you in Delaware, Maryland.
Oh, and Virginia.
In Virginia, please vote.
Yeah.
We will in Missouri, and we'll make a bit of difference, but we will anyway.
Hey, I'll still vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to brag on my daughter for a minute.
Yeah.
So she, this week, went down to Columbia, where she goes to school, and had a meeting with the advisors of her sorority, because she has been complaining since before this started that there's some systemic racism in her sorority.
Oh, and wow. So
they got the head of all of the advisors at Mizzou and the district advisor to all of her sororities, like in the Midwest region or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she came home and said, well, they tried to shut me down because they said,
how'd that go for them?
Basically, they said, you need to slow your roll a little bit unless you've got something specific. And she said, OK, she goes, I've got a list of names of every advisor and I've got specific times when they've exhibited racism to people. We can go through those one at a time. And she said, basically, they ended the meeting with them saying, we're going to try to do better. We will check back with you in a couple of weeks and continue to check with you to see how you feel we're coming along. Then.
Wait, time out. Did she go through them? She didn't go through the list?
She didn't go through the list. Okay. No. She gave them some of the examples, but they didn't want to hear everyone's specifics. Mm-hmm. So good for her for trying to enact some change. Then, as part of the Peer Diversity Council at Mizzou, she met with the leaders of the Alumni Association.
Okay.
Trying to get them to...
not care about anything else but football? Jesus.
Yes. Yeah, but it's... And this is an interesting one. We had to have a conversation about this, and I'm still processing it. To get the Alumni Association to back a group of students that want the statue of Thomas Jefferson taken off of the quad in Mizzou. We had a long conversation. I still don't know where I stand on that one. But we're having dialogue about it, which is good. So
where is it on the quad?
I don't even know.
Hmm.
Somewhere out there. I think he's sitting down. He looks kind of like the kid eating a burger statue down on the plaza, if you remember that one.
Yeah. Well, there's also on University of Missouri, there's a Beetle Bailey sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit with him. And then there's like a monument or something to Joe Exotic.
What? No, there's a tiger.
Oh, it's a tiger. Sorry. I always get confused.
Okay, that's good stuff.
You know what? My thing on the Thomas Jefferson, I feel like, and this is, again, I think tactics are really important.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you study the 60s and the what they did with protest, tactics was really important on what they did. Thomas Jefferson doesn't seem like the thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And my other thought is I really admire Molly for doing that, because a lot of people would just say that the Greek system, I've heard this so many times, the Greek system, fraternities and sororities are inherently racist. Oh, but that's not our chapter.
Yeah.
And she went after her chapter. That's pretty courageous.
Well, she did. I mean, she this last year wanted them to come up with a diversity statement of how they support inclusion and diversity, and met a lot of resistance from the advisors. So that's been sticking with her for a while. Say this, the kid will not back down.
Wow.
She uses her voice. And I need to use mine more. I've honestly spent too much of my life not wanting to piss anybody off.
I've heard your voice. It's fine.
Eh. Yeah.
You don't have to really do it.
Yeah. Does anybody really want to hear my voice?
Yeah, no one really does.
Yeah.
I'm doing my part by shutting the hell up. Actually, sometimes that's helpful.
Yeah.
You can ask, what's the New Orleans Saints football player? What was his?
Drew Brees.
Yeah.
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 I'm sure he's wishing, he just wouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Speak for him.
His whole comment was just trying to please whoever was talking to. So,
yeah.
Okay. So that's really what's going on in the world. It's in our conscious and everything, but there's also other news.
Oh, really?
And, you guys may not, here's the feeling I have, Chris. I feel like people are listening going, all the other news, it doesn't really make a difference compared to this. Well, that's too bad, because you're going to learn about it, and you're going to learn about it now.
I'm curious to see how well we do this
week. Oh, we're going to do great. This is a Slate News Quiz where we ask each other questions about news, just to kind of use it as a platform to give you a review so you know what happened last week, and more importantly, let you know our opinions. And isn't that important? Because Chris needs a voice. Okay, question number one. Donald Trump posed in front of St. John's Church while awkwardly holding which item as a prop?
It was one of those little pocket Bibles.
It's a pocket Bible?
It just looked like a regular Bible in his tiny hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's all.
This stunt and Trump's visit to St. John Paul Shrine the next day was roundly criticized by religious leaders.
Yeah, there were some very passionate outrage about that.
I was communicating with a friend over Facebook because he just put, the president used tear gas and bullets on a peaceful protest to hold up a Bible. And I wrote to him and I said, that's just going to be my line when anyone says, why aren't you voting for Donald Trump?
Yes.
That's it.
It's hard to argue with
that. That's it. That was so despicable. And the good thing is there's so many people, including military leaders, who have said that was a terrible thing.
That has been good to see. It was so ham-fisted and just this, I'm going to be a badass.
Yeah.
Show. And I don't know. I guess he didn't think people would see right through it. I don't get it.
Again, mind-boggling to me, because I guess he won by dividing, so that's what he thinks he needs to do to win again.
Yeah, he's had success with it.
But there's a group of people, 35% of the people, they say, love it. Mm-hmm. But he's not growing anything to get the plurality. Mm-hmm. But he won before and didn't have plurality, so maybe he's right. Yeah. Again, like I said last week, maybe he's a genius and I'm just an idiot. Or maybe...
You're half right.
Both.
Yes.
Okay. Question two, which state offered the most electoral votes among the 8 presidential primaries held on Tuesday?
Oh, God.
We've talked about this state earlier, Chris.
We did? Is it Virginia?
No.
Damn it. I don't even know what states.
Pennsylvania. I knew it was Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. So we got it because you knew. Very good.
I knew it. Yeah. So, Joe Biden swept all 8 Democratic primaries. Wow.
He is officially.
That's amazing. It's amazing how good you can do. I know I had this experience. I think you did too one time. When no one runs against you.
Yeah, it's easy to win that way. Yeah, easier, for sure.
Easier, yeah. Okay. The 2 astronauts launched into space by SpaceX and NASA on Saturday shared their first names with which TV brothers? Did you hear about this one?
Shared their first names with which TV? Bob and Doug McKenzie. Yes, right. I did see this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take off, eh?
That's funny. Did they play the song and stuff?
I don't know if they played the song. I watched a little bit of the launch, but I didn't see them playing Take Off to the Great White North or anything.
You know what? Watching that is pretty, it's pretty neat. We're going back to space.
Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool.
There's just something that it's a private company.
Yeah. Does that bug you?
It bugs me. Mm-hmm. It gets away the fact that we're all in it together, working on exploring together. Now it's just, you know, and I'm not trying to, is it Elon Musk, right? I think Correct. He has good intentions and everything, but he still wants to make some money off of it eventually.
Yeah, you know? It feels like a little bit of a move more towards oligarchy than
exactly
democracy.
Yeah.
And that's troubling, especially as we see the disparity between, you know, wealth, where it keeps the divide keeps growing, and mm-hmm. we're just moving a lot of indicators are moving in that direction.
Yeah. All right, we're doing pretty good so far. Question 4. Employees of which company stage a virtual walkout to protest the decision to leave up Donald Trump's post perceived as a call to shoot looters?
Yeah, the Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that they're upset with Zuckerberg.
Yeah, because he's not taking... It's a really interesting argument, folks. Are they a news outlet, or are they just a mm-hmm. medium? Is that,
and are they responsible for the content that goes out on their medium?
I think smart people can argue either side of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a new one. And then you've got, you know, the Twitter CEO
that
did some editorializing, I don't know, on Donald Trump stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that set off a fury. But
yeah, as if freedom of speech. And it's like, dude, it's Twitter.
Yeah.
Is Twitter speech?
Those are the tough questions. We've got to figure this social media thing out.
And with the makeup of the courts we have now, it'll never happen.
Mm-hmm.
Did I mention when people should vote? Okay. Question 5. The CEO and vice president of which chicken producer face prosecution for price fixing?
God, the only chicken producer I know is Tyson.
Let's see if it's Tyson. Chris?
Dang it.
Don't feel
what
bad. I thought it was Tyson too. I really did.
Yeah.
It's Pilgrim's Pride. The Justice Department said the execs conspired to fix prices and rig bids for broiler chickens from at least 2012 to 2017.
Huh. I'll be darned. Yeah. I would not have known that.
Okay. Let's just do a bonus question, okay?
Okay.
Which city school board terminated its contracts with local police to provide school security?
I know this one. Minneapolis.
All right. It doesn't count on the overall board, but it was a way to come back and feel good about ourselves.
At least we ended on a high note there. Yeah. That's important.
So congratulations to us.
Yeah, seriously.
We did it. We accomplished it. And it's still early in the morning.
How about that?
So, okay. You want to take a break?
Yeah, I need some coffee.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same. I think we'll be back, right?
Yeah, I'm planning on it.
You don't have... check your schedule real quick. Are you still available right now?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Okay, then we'll be back. Okay, then we'll be back with more Past Week Next Week with Chris and Paul.
Hi, Tom Gulley from The Tom Gulley Show here. Listen to the show every weekday at 5 p.m. right here on KCTK Radio, personality-driven radio.
We're Rosati's Pizza in Overland Park. We've been here since 1995. We're strictly a carry-out delivery pizzeria and Italian caterer. We make everything in-house, from our dough to our pizza sauce, grate our own cheese. We do make authentic Chicago-style deep dishes and also Chicago stuffed pizzas. We hand-roll every pizza to order and then sauce it and top it. We do offer pizza by the slice from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. 7 days a week, we always offer our 5 basic choices of pepperoni, cheese, Italian sausage, classic combo, and meat classic. And on Wednesday through Friday, we have 8 choices of slices to choose from. It's a very keep it simple setup here. Slices are walk in, tell us what you want, boom, you're out the door within 5 minutes.
That's been really convenient. You don't have to plan ahead to get this kind of food. It tastes really good and it's worth coming just for the one.
Our location here is about 80% delivery and 20% carry out. You know, you can order over the phone. We do have online ordering available at rosatisop.com, as well as just carry out, walk in, order at the counter. There's no minimum delivery. We deliver everything that's on the menu. Slices are only available for carryout, but we do handle small and large deliveries daily. For office orders, people would often call a day ahead for catering for lasagnas and our large catering pastas and salads that we offer. But we can handle it on the spot the day ahead too. Normally an hour's notice is all we need to get you pizza for 25 to 50 people. We are a full Italian caterer. Any Italian catering you would like, we can make it here in-house. We can do events from 15 people to 1,000 people. We can get it done. We've been voted KC's best pizza of somewhere almost every year since 1998. The main thing about our pizza is how fresh it is. We actually make the dough daily and roll it out to order. Sauces are made daily. And just the care we put into making every pizza special.
Folks, this is a great time in the show where I get to talk about this. Ranger Rob's Pet Poopy Bags. Eco-friendly, easy tie handles. It's the only poopy bag you ever need. They're cost-effective, low-cost bags are easy to manage. They make them in sleeves. They make them in bags. They're biodegradable, so they're not gonna mess up the environment and mess up all of the dumps and everything. You can get some at www.rangerrobshop.com or go to Amazon. I got this. It's a 2-month supply. For only $8.95, folks. The prices may be subject to your area. I don't know. But anyway, thanks to Rob and an innovative product. I'm so glad that some of our listeners have already tried this and they love it. I keep getting these letters. Let me see. Here's one right here. Dear Chris and Paul, I love Ranger Rob's pet poopy bags. Am I allowed to pick up other things with the pet poopy bag? I don't know what to say, Chris. What do you think?
I think it's a great question. I mean, the thing about them, they're designed specifically for pet poopy.
Yeah.
But they would work for so many other things.
Okay, let me look and see here.
It's the handles. I love the handles on these
mm-hmm.
things.
It's easy to pick up the pet poop. People are asking, can you pick up other stuff with it? Let's see here. Nope, you can't. Not allowed to.
Only pet poop. Huh?
Only pet poop, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
there
if you have an elderly family member that has lost their control of their bowels, you're going to have to use something else.
Oh, things went dark.
Yeah. Actually, you can pick up anything. You can actually, if you wanted to, you could pick up one bag with another bag.
Went meta in my mind. Like a Zen master.
Right. So you need these things. You don't want these things. It wouldn't be nice to have them. You need them. Need them. www.rangerrobshop.com. There's a picture of Ranger Rob right there.
Oh, his dog. Man. He's a good looking fellow.
And see that little brown dog he has there? Those of you on Facebook, obviously, that dog shits a lot.
Hey. Most of them do.
Yeah.
Like every day.
What?
Yeah.
Huh. I always wonder what that smell was. So anyway, check them out, buy them, and tell them Gilly sent you. Gilly, the official pug of Ranger Rob's pet poopy bag.
And welcome back to Past Week Next Week.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, welcome back, everybody.
Great job. It's cool that we were getting cards and letters on the product that we're hawking. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked a lot like my show rundown.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It's like you pulled up the paper to read the letter, and then you didn't even have to read it. No. Like you already had it memorized, mm-hmm. or were just making it up.
Yeah, one of the two. I'm not sure which. Anyway, it's a great product, and their time's over. It's now time for a little fun. We've talked about the seriousness of life.
Yeah, there's still entertainment happening.
There sure is. And I want everyone to be up to date on it. I don't know about you, but Chris, do you? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I feel it's our responsibility to do that.
Okay. Here's your pop culture news. Here's the hippest man around, Chris Whiting.
What? Thanks, Paul. Cate Blanchett has cut her head with a chainsaw during lockdown. Australian actress Cate Blanchett has said,
sorry.
Are you coughing or you just find that hilarious?
Just find it hilarious. Your delivery was great. Can you start? Okay. Take two. Have that cut out.
Yes. Australian actress Cate Blanchett has said she cut her head with a chainsaw during an accident at home during lockdown. But the Oscar-winning star only suffered a little nick to the head and is okay following the bizarre incident, she added. Speaking with former Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard, Blanchett said, I had a bit of a chainsaw accident yesterday, which sounds very, very exciting, but it wasn't. Apart from the little nick to the head, I'm fine. Does that sound exciting or just terrifying?
I wish we could do like local news. Cate Blanchett has cut her head with a chainsaw. More details later.
You know, this week I was driving down the street and I saw a dude in his yard cutting up a tree with a chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
No shirt, a pair of jean shorts, jorts, and no shoes or socks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think you should be using a chainsaw with no shoes on.
I had a gigantic branch from my apple tree fall.
Bragger.
And I need to cut it up with a chainsaw, but I don't have one. And also, I'm scared of it.
Yeah. And rightfully so. Yeah, I'd be terrified.
Well, I tell you who's not afraid.
Okay.
And that's Bruce Lee gets a fitting tribute as B. Water looks at Asians in Hollywood. Bruce Lee isn't an obvious fit for ESPN. Beyond the facts, lots of people enjoyed his action movies. Yet, B. Water provides an excellent addition to the network's lineup of documentaries to fill the sports void, examining the martial arts star's legacy and discrimination-marred path he followed to a short-term stardom. So check that out.
You know what? I want to watch that.
Yeah.
His whole B. Water thing I like, you know, the moving and adapting to what's there instead of just trying to be super forceful. It's almost like our leadership could learn a little bit.
Yes.
A little bit from that. Yeah, just a little bit. Well, hey. Speaking of tragic characters, Joe Exotic says Carol Baskin's getting his zoo, and it's a treachery that must not go unchecked. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. In response to the lawsuit that awarded Carol Baskin the zoo once owned by Joe Exotic, the Tiger King's management team released a statement that said Baskin's treachery has to be challenged. This month, a judge ruled in favor of Baskin's big cat rescue in her suit against the Greater Wynwood Development Group, LLC, the company Joe Exotic once owned, giving her control of the GW Zoo in Oklahoma. Man, this thing just keeps getting more and more, I don't know, scandalous, I guess?
Crazy.
Intriguing. How about that?
You would think after the guy's in jail, he tried to have her killed.
Mm-hmm.
She don't come across very well on the documentary.
Oh, God, no.
Lady, could you maybe give it a rest?
Well,
I mean,
so here's
crap.
Yes, I think, I wonder.
And he doesn't own it anymore.
Exactly. I just wonder if it's a setup to keep this open, keep the camera on them and what's going on. I don't know. That's my conspiracy mind.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm sure it's not true. We could say it is.
Well, Chris, I know you're concerned about this. Law and Order spinoff fires Ryder after he appeared to make threatening social media posts.
Law and
Order boss Dick Wolf has fired TV writer Greg Gore from an upcoming spinoff series after Gore allegedly made threatening comments on Facebook amid widespread protests in Los Angeles. I will not tolerate this conduct, especially during our hour of national grief, Wolf said in a statement, just hours after Gore's post began making rounds on social media. I am terminating Craig Gore immediately. Man, Dick Wolf lives by Law and Order, doesn't he?
Dun-dun.
He don't take no guff.
No, no. I wonder what the comments were.
Yeah, it was, this is bad and everything like that.
Yeah, I just wonder how inflammatory do they have to be to lose your job? Yeah, I'd love to. If I cared enough, I would probably research it after the show and find out what he said. But I don't know.
Right. You know. Or if I cared enough, I would have added to the story.
Fair enough. Well, hey, how about this, buddy?
Yeah.
Hannah Gatsby became a sensation with her Netflix special Nanette, and she clearly feels the weight of those expectations while simultaneously playing off them in Douglas. The latest stand-up presentation highlights both Gatsby's unique voice as a meta-commentator on the tricks of her trade and the difficulty of catching lightning in a bottle twice. The Australian comic begins by essentially recapping the phenomenon that was Nanette, a searing, deeply personal introduction to her life experience, joking about the wisdom, with the benefit of hindsight, of having exhausted all that self-revelatory material and trauma in one great big burst.
Now, have you seen the Nanette yet?
I haven't. Is it good?
Okay, so they talk about this because she's very personal, and at the end she says she's not going to joke about some things anymore. Then there was a backlash. Comedians, she was kind of giving criticism to comedians who just talk about stuff and don't do stuff. Okay, so it was
like
a back,
don't get socially active.
Yeah,
like,
well, don't joke about justice. Some things. She didn't like some things being joked about, sexual assault and things. And then there was a backlash. Comedians, everything's funny. A stand-up comedian should know that everything's funny. Dot the dot the dot. So I'm like, this is interesting. I watch this. Let me tell you my review of Nanette. It's funny.
Okay.
It's funny. It's funny.
Oh, good.
So watch it and laugh. Then she has her own personal time at the end where she talks about her tough life and where she wants to go and things. Stop taking everything personally, either personally where she needs to make everything funny, I'm a comedian, or it was so great of her. Oh, what a hero. It was hilarious. It was just a funny show.
Maybe I'll check it out. Yeah. And so I guess she's got another special now, and she's worried about the huge success of the first one. Can she live up to it?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like because of the huge success of this podcast, it's going to be tough if we ever do something else to rise to the level
we won't
of the
be able
entertainment
to
we provide here?
Yeah, we have almost. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's a challenge. Maybe she can call us and we can help her.
It is a burden to bear. So
Let me say about Nanette. I would recommend you watch it, but like if something's better on, don't worry about it. It's not that good. Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. So not life changing.
No. It's another stand-up comic. You know, you and I both go through this thing. You've won awards as a stand-up comic. Stand-up comedy's kind of stupid sometimes.
Yeah, it's funny. People assume that since I've done it before that I really enjoy it. And they'll tell me, hey, you got to check out this special. They're all right.
Yeah.
But it's down on my list of things I want to watch if I've got a little time to watch.
Yeah.
Okay. It'd be like shows that I am currently into, movies I love, like, let's say, Boogie Nights or Urban Cowboy.
Mm-hmm. Same theme.
Whatever happens to be on Cartoon Network, and then maybe stand-up specials.
Right.
So it's down on the list for me. I appreciate the craft and the people that are really good at it. So, I mean, if I was really good at it, I probably wouldn't be doing this on Sunday morning.
Oh, I'm the next reader, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yvonne Orji no longer insecure about Nigerian-American duality. Can I navigate home? This place I call home? Or I can't, then it isn't really. Those are the questions actor and comedian Yvonne Orji. Is that right?
Orji. It looks like it would be spelled that way. Yes.
Ask herself when she decided to stay in Lagos, Nigeria on her own for 2 months at the age of 27. As a young child, she moved with her family from Nigeria to the U.S. After that, the only Nigerian she knew came from summer visits to hometown, during which she hardly ever left her parents' side. She went to her father, she said, and told him, hey, Dad, I'm just going to stay in Largo for 2 months. He he was like, and do what? I was like, I'll figure it out. That's what Orgy said.
I don't know if I completely understand the story, but huge fan of the last name, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know who this actress is?
I have no idea. Do you?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay. Well,
so good for her.
Yeah.
Being a full grown woman afraid to go to a foreign country for only 2 months. It's not like she moved there.
I know. But let me say this.
People do it all the time.
Braver than I would be.
That's not saying a lot, Chris.
No, it's a low bar.
And that's the pop culture news, everybody. You're up to date. You know what's going on. And now you're ready for the next week. No. This is where we do our... Some call it a hilarious comedy feature.
I'd love to know who these some are.
Me and you.
Oh.
But before we do that, I was looking through some recycle comedy.
Oh, okay.
And I have a thing that we did 20 years ago.
Wow.
I don't have it on tape. I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Because I think it's really interesting that things that used to be crazy, right? Now are just typical the way life is. We wrote this, or maybe I must wrote it since I have it, as like a parody. Like, can you imagine this would ever be like this type thing?
Okay.
Okay.
And this from 20 years ago on a previous radio show we did?
Yes.
Okay.
Now I'm trying to find some really good background music for this.
Okay.
Should have had it. I know. I should have had it up there before, folks. Okay. I apologize for that. Right. But I just think it's really a weird, interesting thing. I can't find it. Damn it.
Mm. Can I hum something while you read it?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah. I have no idea what you're going to do here.
In the race for Congress, there's a clear choice. Citizen Bob Sampson over politician Doug Gregg. Bob Sampson is a family man with 13 children and 7 ex-wives and many others that claim to be his offspring, while Doug Gregg shows his lack of family values by having only 2 children and just 1 wife. Bob Sampson has a long track record of fighting for low taxes. He has courageously never paid taxes in his life, while Doug Gray is cowered to the special interest by paying every single year. Bob Sampson is committed to fighting crime. He has an insider knowledge of over 4 state penitentiaries, while Doug Gray has never even spent a night in the local jail. Bob Sampson has served his country as a secret agent in Canada in the late 60s, while Doug Gray avoided service in Vietnam, claiming he was only 8 years old at the time. Isn't that the kind of excuses we're tired of from career politicians? Bob Sampson believes in family values, God, liberty, daffodils, puppies, and children. Who knows what Doug Gray believes in? The clear choice is Bob Sampson. Paid for by the Congressional Committee. Bob Sampson, treasurer.
It's amazing. Once you started reading that, I remembered it.
Bob Sampson is Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He's got all these ex-kids and all this stuff, and then he doesn't pay his taxes?
Yeah. You're a soothsayer, my friend.
No, I'm not. It's like...
revelator.
It's crazy. It's like no one would ever be like this. And here we are,
isn't
folks.
That nuts that was your satire, your exaggerated, funny take on things that's now become entirely true?
Oh, man, it's terrible, isn't it?
You spoke it into existence. It's your fault.
I apologize, folks. Hey, right. You know, as far as entertainment, we're glad that you listen to us, but we do have some bad news. We have some shows that were actually canceled.
Oh, no.
They were planned on being developed and being ready for everything, but the pandemic canceled them, so a lot of entertainment is not out there. Sports is not there. A lot of these things have been canceled, but... we have a list here.
Yeah, indeed we do.
Of shows that were actually canceled. And should we go through them, you think?
Sure, yeah.
Chris, you have
you
one,
want
I think.
To kick it off?
Yeah.
All right. First one that you're not going to be able to see anymore, which is too bad, is Queerer Eye on Netflix.
Hmm.
And in this show, five men tried to help the flailing president of a once great nation feng shui his bunker so he would be universally revered. Starring Long Hannity, Jared Tushner, Bill Bear, Lady G, and Tucker Carlson, this show will be missed by no one.
Oh, wow. That's too bad. Yeah. I would have DVR'd that one.
Yes. Yeah. It was a good one.
Here's one that would have been a lot of fun. Pals on NBC. This urban-based sitcom is about a group of 16, 20-something singles that can't seem to do anything without each other. The hilarity ensues as we watch the unemployed cast interact with each other in their 1,000-square-feet Manhattan apartment, all the while whining about their hidden desire for each other and whining about their side hustles and how to pay off their $200,000 of student loans. Starring a group of marginally talented young newcomers that will quickly become arrogant and full of themselves. So no pals.
No
NBC.
More pals,
no.
Huh? Mm-mm. God, I guess we're just stuck watching Friends if we want something along those lines.
Yeah.
Well, here's one that's really...
Thanks, Chris. It was a takeoff of Friends.
Just...
Thanks for explaining my freaking jokes.
I'm nudging the audience along. Kind of pulling them with us.
Jeez.
Let's see if you could tell what this one's based off of.
Okay.
So we're also losing, and this is so sad, 90 Day Tinder Date on the Shame Network.
Oh.
This reality show had contestants pick each other off the popular DTF app, meet for an awkward encounter in an Arthur Treacher's bathroom, and then spend the next 3 months waiting to see if they develop matching STDs. Oh, and also no one's going to miss this program. Paul?
Speak for yourself. I would have... probably binged watch that one.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, you love Arthur Treacher.
I do. Now, this one is, it's not coming out. They had it ready to go, but they can't come out because of the pandemic. CPA on Hulu. This drama from the creators of CSI is based on a dedicated team of beautiful, certified public accountants who face the daily challenges of spreadsheets, budget forecasts, and audits in the dog-eat-dog world of numbers crunching. Binge-worthy, but not available until April 15th.
Oh.
Chris?
Well, Paul, here's one I'm sure you're going to miss. Just recently canceled, All Lives Matter on OAN. This tone-deaf situation comedy follows the foibles of Karen, a lily-white and blissfully unaware racist in suburban America. In the series finale, after a person in her town is targeted and unjustly killed just for being black, Karen crashes the funeral to remind the mourners that her own privileged life matters as well. And maybe they should all think about that. Not one person sorry to see this turd flushed.
I agree with that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And finally, another one that was just... Do you have any more?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
And finally, another one that was just... It was canceled.
Oh, wow.
See, the premise of this is that these were shows that were going to happen, but the quarantine made them not. Like this one.
Gotcha.
Like this one. Pug King on Netflix. Pug King. Naps, Boredom, and Weight Gain is a 2020 miniseries about the life of a podcaster, focusing on his deeply inconsequential life as he runs a streaming radio station, occasionally pretends to work, but ends up doing whatever a short, muzzled face and curly-tailed dog tells him to do. It's an exploration of one man's path from promise to deep disappointment.
Wow. Oh.
But we can't see it.
That's too bad. Yes. God, that reminds me of someone. Holy cow.
Well,
this is going to be bugging me.
Would you have watched that? That's the question.
Yes. Yes. See, I thought we were looking for shows that had been on, but now were canceled. So I took a little bit.
They were supposed to be made, but then they were canceled.
Anyway, boy.
You know what? People walked away with a laugh.
They sure did. Yeah. It's our gift to you.
Oh, goodness. Do you want to take another break?
Yes, desperately.
Really? Is it that important? All right, let's take a break. I always push the wrong one. It's right there.
Oh.
All right, we'll be back, folks, with more Past Week Next Week with Chris and Paul.
Drew from the Week Review with Paul and Drew. Listen to us every weekday at 3 p.m. and our live show on Thursdays at 7 p.m. right here on KCTK Radio, personality-driven radio. We dare you.
Hello. This is Vince from Speak Your Mind with Vince Giulinetti. You can now hear my show Monday through Thursday at 9 p.m. on KCTK Radio.
These days, we all probably know of a local business that is struggling to adapt to the current realities. Here's a small way that you can help.
Announcing the Gift Card Challenge.
If you're able, think of your favorite local business and then buy a gift card today.
Buy it online or pledge to buy one as soon as you can.
Every little bit will help.
Restaurants have takeout or delivery. Many businesses have online shopping options.
Participate in the Gift Card Challenge today.
Buy a gift card.
Any amount and show your support for our local businesses in this time of need.
Keep it for yourself to use at a later date or pass it along to someone you know that's on the front lines doing what they can to keep us all safe.
Make the pledge and buy a gift card today. Participate in the Gift Card Challenge.
Post and tag the business you selected on social media and challenge your friends and neighbors to do the same.
Working together, one card at a time, we can all make a difference.
Hey, Kansas City, this is Dominic Lawson of The Startup Life, the show for entrepreneurs and career-minded professionals. Our goal is to bring you fantastic business advice from the best business minds from around the world. Business minds like Mark Randolph, the co-founder and first CEO at Netflix, and many others. We do this to serve the number one contributor to the American economy, the entrepreneur. So if you are ready to be about that life, be about The Startup Life. Weekdays at noon here on KCTK Radio.
And welcome back to Past Week Next Week with Chris and Paul. We've had a lot of fun. We've dented a little bit about what's going on in the world.
Hey.
We went through the news of last week. And we used the Slate News Quiz to kind of help us as the way to see what's important. We went through very important pop culture news. And then in a kind of a humorous, tongue-in-cheek way, we told you some TV shows that were canceled, either because they were bad and no one wanted to see them, or because the quarantine. And it's up to whoever read the question, whoever read it and wrote the joke,
yes,
on what it meant. But we would not be doing you a service, folks, if we just left it at that.
Right. Right.
Because then they'd be walking around next week going, "Who?" You know,
yeah, great. I know about last week, but I don't know what's happening. I'm not equipped.
I'm ill-prepared to face the challenges of next week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, luckily, we have a little something for you, and it's called it's called something, I can tell you that.
Headlines
it's called
and predictions.
Headlines and predictions.
Yeah.
Get you ready for next week's news. And here's your action correspondent, Chris Whiting. Chris?
Thank you, Paul. The Labor Department on Friday unexpectedly said the U.S. unemployment rate declined to 13.3% in May after rising to 14.7% in April. The report surprised experts, as economists had been forecasting that the unemployment rate would increase to around 20%. The report showed that 2.5 million jobs were added in May after in April, 20.7 million jobs were lost. President Trump claimed it was a good day for America and somehow a good day for the recently murdered George Floyd. Paul?
Again, no punchline needed on that absurdity
of life. I know. Yeah. know. Like, I don't know how to make that a joke. It's just what happened.
I hope you like that, folks. There's no punchline in this one, next one either. The Civil Liberties Union and protesters from Maryland and D.C. filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over the use of force to push peaceful demonstrators out of Lafayette Square. President Trump, Attorney General Bill Maher, and other federal officials were named as defendants in the lawsuit. Security personnel used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowd. This happened shortly before Trump walked over to take photos in front of St. John's Church. To the surprise of many, the lawsuit did not describe the president as a big, fat, fucking wuss, as would be expected. Chris?
Oh, that is fantastic. Police out to enforce curfew in Buffalo, New York, shoved an older man, causing him to fall backward and audibly hit his head on the pavement.
Ow.
In video captured by WBFO, blood ran from the man's head as he lay motionless, and the cops who pushed him glanced down and walked on. A spokesman for the Buffalo Police Department first issued a statement claiming that one person was injured when he tripped and fell. Buffalo Police Commissioner Byron Lockwood later said the two officers involved have been suspended without pay and went on to say that the victim, while in critical condition, was thrilled about the new job numbers. Paul? Same punchline for the first two stories of mine there.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Brazil's coronavirus death toll has hit 34,021 on with the country surprisingly surpassing Italy to become the third in the world when it comes to Corona-19 fatalities. Only the U.S. and the United Kingdom have higher death tolls. Brazil's health ministry also announced on that there were 1,473 coronavirus deaths in the country over the last 24 hours, a daily record. Brazil now has 615,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with more than 70% of cities affected. Many alt-right groups are now claiming that the entire country of Brazil is just a hoax and the creation of the media and the genital waxing industry complex. Chris?
God, I was really hoping there would be a Brazilian wax reference in there. Well done,
okay,
sir.
Okay, thanks.
Tip of the cap to you, my friend.
Yeah.
But
the genital waxing industrial complex.
Yes. Oh, that's great. But hey, back to the serious stuff at hand. Google said that Chinese hackers have been targeting the personal email accounts of people working for former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign. The company also confirmed earlier reports that Iranian hackers have been trying to gain access to email accounts belonging to President Trump's campaign workers. In an emailed statement, the Biden campaign said that it was aware of the matter and has known from the beginning of our campaign that we would be subject to such attacks, and we are prepared for them. And we'd also like to mention that China is absolutely great and Hong Kong should just chill. Paul?
Thanks, Chris. It has been 76 years since the fateful June 6th on France's Normandy beaches when Allied troops in 1944 turned the course of World War II, and went on to defeat fascism in Europe in one of the most remarkable feats in military history. But Saturday's anniversary was one of the loneliest remembrances ever, as the coronavirus pandemic is keeping almost everyone away, from government leaders to frail veterans who might not get a chance for their final farewell to their unlucky comrades. President Trump reflected on the occasion by giving praise to the good fascists on both sides that fought on D-Day.
Oh, God.
And that is Headlines and Predictions.
God. You know, I don't know how, but I guess that's prepared everybody for next week somehow.
Yeah, the good fascists on both sides.
Oh, that's great. That's just great.
Hold, wait a second. Quiet. Okay. All right, everyone's prepared.
Man.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like we've done our job today.
So, Chris, what else you got going on for the next week?
You know, it's more Groundhog Day, man, working from home every day. And I guess I should mention, since I said last week that my wife Jane had got tested.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to know this.
The test has come back negative.
Oh,
so,
dear God. No.
Yeah, no, in a good way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Negative in a very positive way. So thrilled about that for sure.
What was it? Just a bug or something? Or
yeah, she's got some kind of infection and on antibiotics, and so similar symptoms. So anyway, what were the symptoms?
Like
low grade fever, mm-hmm. headache,
bad taste in men.
Well, that's been going on for a long time.
Okay. All right.
Long, long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for me. That's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as me, man, I don't have much going on this week. I need to spice up my life a little bit.
The organization, the other, my side hustle, my organization where I get money from, I hesitate to say I work for them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how can I add value? Right. Have pushed back the phases of opening everything up in offices.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a signal that some big corporations and companies will just have a lot of people stay at home and work.
I think that's what's going to happen. I know with my job, my boss has already told me things will be different. Mm-hmm. You'll be working from home probably 80% of the time going forward. We're having a new hire class. Let me just get really boring. We're having a new hire class come in Monday.
Yeah.
And instead of going into the classroom, we are putting them out on the floor at desks. And we're basically going to do a virtual new hire class, but everybody will be in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to help me see if we can get to the point where we could do full virtual new hire and people would just start out at home and stay at home.
That's cool.
It's just so different.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think we were nudging this towards this way anyway, but this has kind of made us go faster. Now, one thing in our area, folks, it's getting hot.
Oh boy, summer is here.
And I'm just pool-time Paul all weekend long.
Good for you.
Yeah. Just forget about it. I'm in the pool or near the pool or cleaning the pool.
After school, will you take a dip in the pool?
It's really off the wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So that's just kind of something that to do. And actually went out, had a kind of a sad situation. I have a close friend I used to work with. Her father passed away.
Hmm.
So they had the visitation on Friday. And I went to the visitation and had the mask. And they were 6 feet. When I went there, it was very beginning of the visitation, so there wasn't a lot of people there yet. But you can see where they're 6 feet apart anyway. And then the family was like behind almost like a velvet rope, you know?
Uh-huh.
I end up hugging her because just out of affection for her. I don't think that's that bad. But it was a weird situation. You're all walking around with a mask, mourning together. Then later went to a pub, a local pub. It's local to Lakewood. I don't want to say the name of it.
Okay. Yeah.
And it is clearly, and I think this is probably typical in a lot of different areas, where one part of the city is very conscious of it and the other one pretends like there was no pandemic whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
And
seeing that a lot. So were you able to stay socially distanced at the pub that's local to Lakewood?
No. In fact, someone who used to have the COVID-19 was talking to me very too close. My wife didn't care for it and walked away.
You know, here's something interesting. I had some people come look at my roof this week because I had a leak. And two guys came from this company. One of them is a former Royal, Al Fitzmaurice.
Okay.
From like the 70s.
Yeah.
Super nice dude. Said he had his physical 3 weeks ago. And the blood work came back and his doctor said, hey, you lucked out. And he's like, what? How? Like, you've got the antibodies. You've had COVID and recovered from it.
Yeah.
So he's like, awesome. He didn't know that he had it. But his wife then got tested. She doesn't have the antibodies, and she is not positive for the disease. So even though they're in the same house, somehow he got it, she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing is so weird and hard to predict with any certainty how it works. It's just crazy.
The person I know that was that was positive for COVID-19. I like to keep their, I want to keep their name. I don't want to say their name.
Okay.
And say who they are. I'll just so you kind of know who it is. I don't want to say who it is, but they host Tracy's Tips and Dips. But she,
oh, they do.
She, I don't want to say who she is. Anyway,
HIPAA. Yeah, I get it.
Right. She had it. Her son, that was 23 years old, had it. No symptoms. Their elderly mother, who's like 82, something like that, died of it.
Oh, tragic.
So it's like that. Everyone that says, hey, we're overreacting, that may be true, but the unknown of all this is we don't know if the protests are going to have a spike. We don't know. I'm not going to get into my speech about we need more leadership again, but that's what's so scary about it. Like,
thank God.
Like Fitzsimmons? But, is it Fitzsimmons?
Yeah.
I mean,
Fitzmaurice.
I wonder if he was able to give it to other people.
Right. Well, certainly I would think he would have been able to. Mm-hmm. And so here's another COVID related thing. So my brother-in-law works out with this group of guys on Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. One of them got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
He told them all. Well, then this last week, my brother-in-law got a call from the health department in Kansas City that was doing contact tracing. Ooh. To see, you know, who had been in contact with who and try. And I think it's encouraging that's happening. So maybe we can help. The more data we get, the better. We can figure out how it's transmitted, how often, what happens, and then hopefully we can adjust and attack the problem better.
Yeah, it just we're going to have to keep putting our feet in the pool and keep moving on, you know what I mean, and seeing how things go. It's dangerous and scary, but we're just going to have to keep doing that.
Yeah.
So I hope you have a good week, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Paul.
Thanks for a great show. You want to rock us out?
I would like to rock us out with our, let me do that. Hey, thanks for listening to Past Week Next Week with Chris and Paul. Since you loved the program, please rate and review the podcast on your favorite podcast distributor. We'd love to hear from you. So contact us at 913-735-0060 or at pastweeknextweek@gmail.com and join the Past Week Next Week Facebook page. And make sure you listen to all the great programs on KCTK Radio, Delmarva Talk Radio, that's Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, Awakens Radio for our good friends in Rome, Italy, and Good Talk Radio. Plus, support our sponsor by picking up some Ranger Rob pet poopy bags. On behalf of Paul, I'm Chris saying goodbye.
And on behalf of Chris, this is Paul saying this is Neil Diamond with America. I want to just give you a little bit of inspiration of where our country could be. So listen to the words and be inspired. And join us next week for Past Week Next Week. Have a good week. Fun fact for you, Chris.
Yeah.
You know what Neil Diamond's real name is?
Davy Jones?
Neil Diamond.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
We've been traveling far without a home.
Ron Bennington told me that this week.
But not without a star.
That's interesting. How many times have you seen Neil Diamond in concert?
Just once.
Oh, okay. Only one be free. Seen him a couple times.
Pressure.
Me and my mommy went one time.
Me and my mommy went too.
Aw, that's sweet.
On the boats and on the planes, they come into America. Never looking back again. They come into America. Don't it seem so far away? We're traveling light today in the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm. Home to a new and a shining place. Make our bed and we'll say our grace.
unfurled. They call into America. Got a dream to take them there. They call into America. Got a dream they got to share. They call into America.
Produced by Paul Lavoda. If you want more information about this content, then you have some real weirdness going on. You can always check out KCTK Radio on Facebook. Listen to live programs at kctkradio.com. Yes, and that is on the World Wide Web. Thank you.